This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And today I'm very excited to have in the house a voice that you will recognize, I do believe. And it's Jessica Sedario, who was actually did what I'm doing now for quite some time here on Pep Talk. So good morning, Jess. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. I always said my name was Jess because I had a hard time saying Jessica.
My
name is Jessica.
Jessica. Okay. And then we have Donna. Let's see your last name again.
Dickey.
Donna Dickey, who is the chairman. And both of them are here from the Raleigh Foundation. So this is such a great organization here in Pensacola. So that's what we're going to be talking about. If you have a question for them about Raleigh Foundation, just text or call at 850-437-1620. So right off the bat, tell me who and what the Raleigh Foundation is. Because, you know, they're relatively new to the community. And so maybe some folks aren't familiar with who you are and what you do.
Yeah, we're definitely still newer to the Gulf Coast community, Pensacola specifically. But a little bit of history is the organization is very grassroots. We've been around since 2005. And our founders began this. One of our gentlemen that is the co-founder, he was a coach for a baseball team where a young man had a brain tumor. He had cancer. Mm-hmm. And as he was journeying through this, his wife was introduced to the family, and she asked a simple question that became very profound, and it's, what can I do to help? And so that's how Raleigh, the mom said, you know, make this so that nobody has to go through this ever, like help cure cancer. And the dad said, make sure every family is fed in the hospital. So that's where our Raleigh Kids meal program came from. But Cindy Bonner back in 2015 brought Raleigh Gulf Coast here. It was originally Pensacola, and then we renamed it Gulf Coast because we span the Gulf Coast. And so she brought that here. And interestingly enough, she was encountered similar. She had a neighbor whose daughter had cancer, and she had that question, what can I do to help? And so that's how we've come here. And our focus really is to empower volunteers to spread awareness and raise funds so that we can fund cancer research and find the best solutions or cutting-edge grants that are out there, but we really want to be able to reduce the long-term side effects for children and ultimately cure cancer.
Well, that would be the greatest gift of all.
Absolutely. 47 children a day are diagnosed with cancer, and I mean, that's every 2 minutes in America.
That's so sad, and it's just that when I've had the opportunity to go to children's hospitals and things like that, and it's just these little children are so brave and so because they're kids, I think they get it that they're sick, but sometimes their attitudes are better than mine.
Oh, absolutely. I you know, they're like, about moving in the morning, and they're like, yeah. You know, just amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really remarkable. And there are a lot of organizations, you know, in town that do help out with Ronald McDonald's Kids House. We have the Studer Family Hospital, so Children's Hospital. So we've come a long way. But specifically, what's a little bit different about you all and what you're doing? Because it sounds like you're even, in addition to the research, you are providing other services or connections to other services?
Yeah, absolutely. So our main focus is to fund grants. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to fund $35 million in grants.
Since you started?
Since
2015?
Since 2005 as a whole.
Wow.
And then also we've been able from there, because less than 8% of the money allocated to federal funds for cancer research, mm-hmm. less than 8% is allocated to childhood cancer research.
Really?
So we really are coming into that, you know, filling in that gap piece. But we've served 145,000 meals to families that are in the hospitals. But we also have a family emergency fund. Overall, you know, it spans throughout our entire organization, is available to all Raleigh families, but we have a specific fund here in the Gulf Coast that are for our Gulf Coast family to help with, you know, a rent, mortgage, travel, basic needs that you encounter that you cannot afford when you are putting all your funds and all your energy into your child who is on this devastating journey.
And speaking of funding, I was looking at your website last evening and noticed that sometimes with nonprofits, people get concerned, well, how much of my money is actually going for care? I mean, is it going to administrative salaries, that kind of thing? You have to say the number. I was shocked when I saw this.
I have never worked.
I've never heard of this.
I've never worked for a nonprofit that puts 93 cents for every dollar towards the mission. And I'll tell you, I mean, they are very hardcore on this. It's very, very specific. Nothing more than that. Everything goes. We want every cent to go towards finding the best research to, you know, the cutting edge.
No, that's incredible, really. If you do any investigating online, you'll discover that that is the exception rather than a rule.
Absolutely.
And so that's very gratifying to know that, that your money really is going to this, to the childhood cancer research and providing these meals. Because like you said, when you're caught up with your family and trying to pay for things and medical and so many unexpected things, and God bless you if you have other children as well.
Yeah.
That may be healthy, and now trying to navigate all of that and to have someone providing the meals and these other services is really, I'm surprised it hasn't been done before now.
Right. And I do have to say specifically with this area, with the Pensacola area, y'all are amazing. I have never been in a community that wraps their arms around one another like this community does. And especially when you're going through this journey, the community is so important to these families, and it's our kids. These are our kids right here that are being affected and being taken care of. So it really it hits home, and it means a lot.
How does someone, if your child has been recently diagnosed with cancer, how do they become a rally kid?
So anyone who has currently going through the battle or has battled childhood cancer, no matter what their age is, they can be a rally family. They just fill out some paperwork. They're our family. They become advocates. They become recipients of so many resources. Like, we connect them to other resources, to things that we do not provide. So it could be anyone who's battled or you know, has battled.
Okay. Well, Donna Dickey is here, and she is chairman of the board of directors. So funding, 93 cents out of every dollar. So what is happening now? Because I understand you've got a big fundraising event coming up.
Yes. So we have our two-day shopping soiree that benefits Rally Foundation.
Shopping!
And yes. And this will be our sixth year doing the shopping event. And it's a two-day event that is going to be held next Friday, December 6th at Studer Community Institute. And this is a free shopping event. We have 30 local pop-ups, local boutiques popping up, or retail vendors. And so it's going to be a really fun shopping experience. 20% of all sales will kick back to Rally. And so that's a really feel-good thing for coming to get your Christmas shopping done, to know that it's meaningful, where your funds are going to be supporting Rally Foundation. And the event will be from 10 to 3. We also will have a catered mimosa bar, so you can come and have a festive mimosa. And then we also have a catered brunch, thanks to local sponsors. And we'll have a photo booth. We have a donation-based gift wrap station, so you can knock out your Christmas shopping and get your gifts wrapped. And
by celebrities.
Uh-huh. Yes, by our local celebrities.
All right.
And then we'll have a rally kid that will be speaking around lunchtime, probably around 12.
Sounds fantastic.
And Donna's chaired this committee for how many years?
I mean, 6 years.
Six years. Like, she's got this down pat.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and find out some more details right after the break for a Pensacola expert panel on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable.
Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we do have some experts with us this morning from the Rally Foundation, which does fundraising for cancer research for children, and also provide services for our local, I guess you would say, cancer patients or child cancer patients in the area.
Our local families and patients.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they call them rally kids,
which I
love.
Me too.
Rallying against it. So we've got on December 6th and 7th, Rally Foundation, big fundraiser is, and this sounds like a fun fundraiser to me personally, because it involves shopping.
Yes.
So tell us, Donna, a little bit about what's coming up and to touch on more on some of the things that are available.
Yes. So on Friday, December 6th, we will have 30 local pop-up vendors popping up at the Studer Community Institute. We will be in the lobby atrium, and 20% of all sales will be kicking back to Rally Foundation. And
that's
this
great.
Is also a free event for the public. And it's, you know, we don't charge the vendors to pop up. We just ask for 20% of their sales. And it's just been amazing.
You don't have to buy a ticket or anything to attend this.
No, it's a free event. And it's, to me, the best free event because you're being fed. We have an open mimosa bar. And it's just such a feel-good shopping experience to support Rally Foundation. So we have some of our local vendors I'm just going to list. We have ALK Designs, Artisana, Bluteak, Bodacious, By His Hands Designs, Don Allen's, Drift Boutique, Elabash, Escape Wellness, Fleet Feet, Gifted 850, Grow Creative Studio, House of Hue, Indigo Denim Bar and Boutique, Jen's Designer Deals, Jewelers Trade Shop, Kelly Wibbs Art, La Dolce Arena, Mother Truck and Hat Bar, Noteworthy, Picola Poured, Pensacola Candle Co., Running Wild, Rusted Arrow, Salty Pop Popcorn, Silhouette Wrap, Sobo, Suze's Jewelry Vault, Tada, Pop-Up Shop, and The Crafted Makery. So you have some brick and mortars, but then some other fun non-brick and mortars popping up too.
Well, this is on Black Friday. Well, this is the week after Black Friday, right?
Yes.
So this is, I think I may have to just wait for this.
Yes. Have your shopping list, Christmas
list
ready to go.
Ready, because feel anything good shopping and everything I could possibly want to buy for someone, you've covered it with all those different vendors.
And it's just so fun to be like walking table to table and be at all these shops like you're as if you were out on Palafox, or but it's just everyone coming together. The energy is incredible. And we have DJ Al Lau that will be, you know, just keeping the vibe going with his music. And then we'll have a fun photo booth, the mimosa bar. We have the gift wrap station, which was added and new last year. So if you want to get your gifts wrapped, you can drop those off.
And now you're really speaking to me.
And that's just donation based. And 100% of those donations will go to back to Rally. And then we have local gift wrap or local celebs that will be doing the gift wrap.
This sounds like a great time. This is on Friday, but there's also an event on Saturday, right?
Yes. So Saturday is in store. So we have that list and it's on our Facebook and the Rally website. And you can see that list, but that will be in store. So Friday is on site. You come to the Studer Community Institute, but Saturday will be in store. And a lot of the businesses that I named are also doing a give back in that in their store on Saturday. And then we have other vendors and retail shops that have been added to that list as well, including restaurants and, restaurants. I was going to say restaurant bar, but yes.
Okay.
So it's feel-good shopping. It's justifiable shopping because you're shopping and you're giving back. And I think that I'm going to try to sneak one of Chris's, you know, cards out of his wallet and then go shopping, and that would feel even better.
Yes. And we should mention, you've mentioned Studer Community Institute a couple of times. So if you don't know where that is, it's on 220 Garden Street.
Yes.
And it's the big building that they do the rappelling, and they do the thing for Ashley Gateway off the side and all that stuff. So you've passed by it a million times. But the lobby's beautiful, and there's plenty of parking, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Plenty of parking. So. Yes. You don't have to fight traffic. You just park right there. You walk in, and you have the beautiful, and you get a little mimosa. I'm all in.
Oh, and we have swag bags for the first 125 guests. So
what
time
does it start? 10 o'clock.
10. Okay, and last year, we did run out within like the first 2 hours. So, but the swag bags are filled with incredible gifts and coupons and discounts from local vendors, plus a cute little keepsake tote bag, and then also a souvenir champagne flute that you can take to the bar.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
And dessert. And there's dessert, too. I'm kind of excited about the dessert.
We have a whole sweet station, So catered brunch and
sweet
a sweet station.
And gift wrapping?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Right? And I have to say, you know, we all think, oh, women like to shop, but gentlemen, like, there's gift wrapping there.
Key element. Yes.
And all the things your wife or girlfriend or mom or daughter would love.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to wait to Christmas Eve, guys.
Don't wait. Yeah, exactly.
My brother used to go Christmas Eve. It was a thing. They went out shopping Christmas. You don't have to wait for that. And
don't do
this is going to be great, because now you know that a portion of what you're spending on the holidays, because sometimes I feel like I'm just spending money and it's material and commercial.
Right.
But to know that part of what I'm spending is now going to go back to help these kids is a really good feel good.
Yeah. These are funding cutting edge grants. We have a dual peer review that looks at these grants, and they're blindly looked at. So if I was, obviously I'm not an expert, but if I was an expert and Donna was, we would be looking at a grant separately and we would rate it. And based on that rating would be whether it would be funded or not. And that way we keep it fair and we get that, like, that best cutting edge grant that we want to fund.
That's so awesome. So we're going to come back in a couple of more minutes to talk more about the soiree and some other things that Raleigh Foundation is doing here in Pensacola. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg. If you have a question for Raleigh Foundation, for Donna or for Jessica, just text in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back after the break.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the latest announced ceasefire between Hezbollah, the Lebanese terrorist group on the north of Israel, and Israel. Big development. And who gets credit for it, Biden or Trump? Also spoke with Mayor D.C. Reeves and announced that there's a recycling plan coming next year, but we do know some of the details now. And spoke with former Commissioner Gene Valentino about his candidacy for Congress. You can catch all of these podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we're talking with our friends from the Rally Foundation and talking about the big soiree of shopping, a big weekend coming up December 6th at Studer Community Institute, December 7th, all over Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. Various shops are participating. So tell us a little bit about the sponsors. We've got a couple of minutes left. We always want to thank our sponsors.
Yes, this event would not be possible without the incredible local sponsors and partners that we have. We have Levin Rinky Realty is sponsoring our Mimosa Bar. So thank you to Levin Rinky Realty. And then for our Chef's Kiss sponsor that will be sponsoring our catering that will be by Fix Cafe, we have Peacock Wealth Management, Pete Moore Chevrolet, Green Procedures, Reliance Mortgage, Pure Title, Trident Home Loans, Florida Power and Light. Our swag bag sponsor is Kana O'Donovan Real Estate, and our suite sponsor is Mott McDonald.
Oh, that's great. That's great. The folks at Kana O'Donovan, I know well. They're very good, really great people. And Levin Rinky, too.
Yes.
I'm not surprised they're sponsoring the mimosas. I just want to say. just kidding.
You can't figure out, is mimosas or the suites? What
yes,
do I like
we
best?
Do. That's right. So if someone did want, that's just heard about it for the first time or maybe been thinking about it, and it is the holiday season, it is the end of the year, and you are a nonprofit, so they want to donate, how do they donate? If they want to get involved, how do they get involved? Sort of let them know what your website, your phone numbers, who to contact, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they definitely can go to rallyfoundation.org. You can hit that donate button. But if you also search on Rally Foundation Gulf Coast, it will be specifically to the, you know, bring up our specific page. There's always opportunities to help serve a meal, participate in one of our community events that we do for families. We have cookies and milk coming up with Pensacola Police Department. We're going to
so
watch
you,
the
you
parade.
Need volunteers? You need volunteers for those events?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You're always looking
okay.
for volunteers. We do a lot of events surrounded and focused around our families throughout the year, but we also have Rally on the Runway that comes up in March, and we also have a Rally on the Runway Challenge Team competition that maybe if I sneak back here another day, I might tell you about that, but that
okay.
is a fun opportunity to fundraise and compete against other teams for such an amazing cause.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And just kudos to both of you for all that you've done, and especially Donna being on the chairman of the board and taking care of all those kinds of things. It's a lot, and you're volunteering your time.
Yes.
So that is really, really special.
Rally Foundation has my heart.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to have the volunteers that we have because we could not spread the awareness and raise the funds for childhood cancer research like we do without them. We just can't. We're grassroots. It's our heart. It's where we started. And it's really where we're always going to be. So.
Well, today on this day of before eve of Thanksgiving, this is a good time to be thankful for all the blessings that we have and for good health. And if you get a chance, say a little prayer for these kids that are
Absolutely.
Fighting cancer even today,
yes.
may even be having their Thanksgiving dinners in the hospital.
Some are traveling to Gainesville this week to have, you know, treatment and transplants and stuff.
So we definitely can use volunteers and your help. So it's rallyfoundation.org.
Yes.
And again, shopping December 6th and December 7th. And the money, not all the proceeds, but a portion of the proceeds.
20%
goes to Rally Foundation. Thank you both for being here Thanksgiving
so
Eve. And we'll have you back again soon.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
This is Pep Talk at News Radio 92.3. We'll be back after the break.